Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. Joining me today is the wonderful Stephanie Edwards, somebody we have to talk to on occasion. She's the VP of Gold Hill Mesa. And Stephanie, it's been a while since we've spoken, and my, have things changed?
Most definitely, Ted. It is a new world.
Truly a new world, but it has not changed the spirit of Gold Hill Mesa as a community, as a body that works really hard together to give back to the community as a whole. And we're going to talk about some examples today of folks that live there that you can cite as wonderful examples of people who are giving whatever they can, time, treasure, resources, to help during the COVID crisis. And of course, you know, Gold Hill Mesa is not slowing down as a community very much either. Everybody's just being a little extra careful. That's about the impact of the changes there. Would you say that's on point, Stephanie?
That's absolutely on point. You know, one of the attributes of Gold Hill Mesa has always been a strong sense of community that's incorporated throughout the neighborhood and even beyond. You know, we welcome the outside in, and the nature of that whole development up there is really about community. So now more than ever, we're really seeing that community come out in force in some very united ways.
Absolutely. And from the residents that live there all the way up to the top of Gold Hill Mesa, and I mean the team there, each year you're engaging nonprofits for services and you're sponsoring community events. You host a series of events that are free and open to everybody in the public. And all of those events hosted by Gold Hill Mesa, you have a nonprofit partner that receives a portion of whatever the proceeds are that come from those events. Talk about a couple of those, if you would.
Yeah, you know, it's always been the case for the 12 years that I've been out at Gold Hill Mesa that our whole purpose is to revitalize this land, both environmentally, economically, as well as growing the community. And part of that effort is just an amazing trifecta to benefit local nonprofits. And so we've engaged over the years with organizations such as the Catamount Institute, you know, organizations that truly align with our mission of being good stewards of the land and the community. And one most recently that's just been great is our Partners in the Park partnership with the Community Parks and Bear Creek Nature Center. And we were so pleased in our Harvest Festival that we put on with them to have raised enough funds to help purchase a micro-ROI video discovery microscope for the Nature Center up there for visitors to enjoy. And we're very proud of that effort.
Nothing like a close-up look at nature and the world. I'll tell you what.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Very fun stuff. Now, of course, we are in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. That is always the elephant in the room. It's going to be that way for a while. But your community has responded with the best word I think I've seen in a long time. In your notes, you say gusto. You've got people there who've responded with gusto.
With gusto. And let me say that is an infectious positive trait, seeing this community become very innovative in ways. And we have so much, as you pointed out earlier, talent in this neighborhood. So just to name a few, our own director of the martial arts programming at the fitness center is Jeff Cooper, who is the executive director of the Richard Petritz Foundation. And they most recently partnered with Pikes Peak United Way to launch the Soup for Souls initiative that's helping local restaurateurs provide homemade soup to those in need at the last United Way food drive. I just want to mention a couple more. We have one resident who happens to have a 3D printer in his basement and is pumping out PPE. We have a chaplain at Penrose Memorial who was just on the news doing some very wonderful things to connect those who are suffering from COVID and hospitalized with loved ones digitally and through Zoom. One resident started a goggles for docs collection where ski and swim goggles are repurposed for doctors. And it's just amazing that this community-mindedness is so infectious out there. One of our residents is an Army doc that stood up the Washington State Field Hospital. So there's just story after story.
Wow, and that is the spirit, as my grandmother would say. I remember that so vividly from her. That's the spirit, and that's what we love. It's that forward thinking, that positivity, that let's help here. Let's see what we can do. And that is the nature. It's in Gold Hill's DNA, which is a really wonderful, wonderful thing. At this point, you've got different projects coming up. You've got different events that are becoming traditions and staples at Gold Hill Mesa. But why are these things a priority for Gold Hill Mesa at this point?
Well, you know, like I said, the spirit of community, I think, helps us all overcome adversity. And it, I think we're all discovering now that that connection, whether you can be connected up close or just in spirit, it's so important, particularly during a time like this. And that's always been the case with Gold Hill Mesa as we've set out to revitalize this property. One of the most important aspects of it is to restore the human element, you know, to bring and grow community. And that really is represented by those residents. It's much more than just a neighborhood of houses. It is a thriving community.
Absolutely. And in terms of projects, you want to talk about a couple of those that you have going on?
Well, as you may know by now, Ted, we've been putting on the outdoor concert series for 12 years, I believe, and we already had an amazing lineup in place, but we understand that we may have to adapt that. You know, we've been so event-focused out there, so we've certainly had to make some adjustments, and one of our residents put on a porch concert. This was a musician who performed from his own home, and it was broadcast across the community, and they engaged local restaurants, residents in our community who own restaurants, and are having a little bit of a struggle right now. Fossil Brewing Pub Dog and Mountain Shadows Cafe, and they engaged with the community and did food delivery during the porch concert. But we are poised to put on our outdoor concerts in September if we're able to do so. And if not, we're going to make some adjustments, maybe do a virtual concert or two.
Yeah, as you noted, the concert series usually starts in September. So, you know, of course, we're all hoping for September to come and go with that much more normalcy restored to our lives. But right now we don't know that. So it's kind of interesting that you're planning for either scenario at this point.
Yes, that's right. And I think the fact that we've already held a successful virtual porch concert and we're able to put that out on social media so the broader public could enjoy, I think we're going to continue that. And of course, our concerts benefit Rocky Mountain PBS. And so we have some ideas in partnership with them to really broadcast these concerts when they do happen.
So you're engaging with the community and nonprofits. You're giving back. Your residents are in that spirit with you. They're engaging. They're contributing. They're giving something of their time and their talents all to help people who are involved in the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. You're even contributing to lighten the mood whenever you can. Of course, the porch concert, a great example of that. Just, you know, sometimes that's a matter of morale. You can't be in your house for too long before you start getting a little bit of cabin fever, can you?
That's right. It's, you know, a close-knit neighborhood out there, just in the nature of the design, front porches and walkability. And I've really seen how people have taken heed to the social distancing, and there's plenty of space to walk, and there are a lot of dogs out at Gold Hill Mesa, so it's been good to see people step out or sit on their porch and get some fresh air and still keep that social distancing and taking that effort very seriously.
And with a minute to go or so with our time together, Stephanie, it always goes so fast. There's one other very significant bit of support that you do, and that's Rocky Mountain PBS.
Yes. So we have had different nonprofits who have been beneficiaries of our concerts over the years. And most recently, last year, we partnered with Rocky Mountain PBS. And as you know, with public broadcast, they're doing good things right now, supporting our community in a variety of ways. So we're really pleased to align with that organization. And they do a fun fest for families in the fall that we co-sponsor. We're looking to make some adjustments to that in case we're not all able to gather yet at that time. But we're really proud of Rocky Mountain PBS and the fact that we were able to donate $10,000 from our concerts last year to that organization. And I think they're putting it to very good use during this time.
Well, congratulations on all of these accomplishments, and our special thanks to all of your residents there who are stepping up and doing such wonderful things to help. Stephanie Edwards, Vice President of Gold Hill Mesa, a privilege as always to spend time with you. Thank you for being here with us on KRDO's Business Connection.
Wonderful talking with you, Ted. I appreciate it so much and all that you all do there to keep our community informed and connected.